7 out of 10 people on these platforms sort by stars.
Yeah.
So if you're not a 4-star or up, or you're not a 3-star or up in the business that you're playing ball in, you're instantly disqualified.
Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. Thank you for taking the time and tuning in to us. We appreciate that. I do want to do a shout out. I want to call to action. Again, we say this every time. Go hit the subscribe button. Any platform we're at, subscribe. I need more subscriptions. I'm being greedy, guys.
Yeah. At People Bring Profit on YouTube. Hit us up.
Dude, I screwed that up on the Gary V. You know, he was like, hey, tell me what you... I was like, yeah. You had to step in and help me on that one.
Well, there's so many socials out there. Like, what, plug all 17 of them?
Well, I didn't want to say Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Hit us up on Facebook.
Hit me up on Facebook, because all my other guys go, Instagram, LinkedIn, they had all these little hashtag stuff. And I'm like, Facebook, aspire to be Chris. Okay.
Yeah.
But hey, boring. Thank you for joining us, though, but we appreciate it. But today's topic today is Google reviews and how important they are. And I remember a while back, and we talk about this in our leadership meetings, and we all have these call to actions, just like we have you, a call to action to hit our subscribe button. We get call to actions from our ops side, from our financial side, look at this, look at that. And I think we had a call to action, like, pay attention to the Google reviews.
Yeah, they're important. Those stars are important. They mean something.
Yeah, you like those stars.
Yeah,
and I think you threw it at us.
Yes, I did.
You challenged this team.
Yeah, and it's the best way to have a good heartbeat on your business.
And I think the team kind of stepped up with that and ran with it.
Ops did.
They did. And we challenged it. And you know, Justin and Pat, they take it to the whole nother level.
Well, absolutely.
It's so important. You know, when people are searching food near me or any product near me, or they're searching anything on the internet, the Google reviews are really driving the bus to what they see. Most of the world is using Google. Most people are looking, if they're in somewhere new or even their existing town. And a crazy stat that I saw recently is 97% of people look at reviews of businesses in their hometown. They're looking this up. So search engine optimization is these reviews that are coming through are influencing, when people type that in, what they see. So the nugget is, it's free. You have to pay so much attention to what those reviews are and the pictures that are being implemented and updated, and then the accuracy and the representation of your business.
Mm-hmm. You said the free word. That's Kim's favorite F word to say, right?
Yeah. Free. Absolutely.
Kim, I want to ask you, when you brought that up to our attention to really focus on Google, we should, what made you go that way with that?
Yeah, so like I said, it was a good heartbeat into our business. You know, we're some of our business is 4 hours away, and I felt like just peeking in to see what our customers are saying about our business, how our food product is looking on the pics that those people take pictures of the product. I wanted to make sure they were aspire to be standards, and that our hospitality was up to aspire to be standards as well. And so that's why I kind of brought that up as to this is a great heartbeat on our business that we can't visit, but we are getting constant feedback from it, and we want to attack that part of the business. Are we failing in hospitality? Let's attack it.
I've learned a ton from that mindset itself. And this year we have a goal of getting 4 stars and over at all of our locations. And I've looked at every review. I've taken what you've said, and I've basically said, I have to spend the time, and I've got to look at this feedback loop, because we have to understand the pulse. These are authentic things coming through on our business, good and bad. The good ones, positive reviews can influence your sales more than 30%. I just saw another stat out there that says, if you get someone saying positively word of mouth about your business, you can see sales come from this free platform. But the negative reviews, there's a lot of truths that come from there. And then we can start calibrating our team and our systems and understand what's going on, like you had said, 3 or 4 hours away.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, when you did that, I don't know, you just woke up one day, and just started like reviewing our own stores, and then started seeing snippets of Google reviews every time a negative would come in any of our stores, especially our struggling ones. You would send it to the ops team, and it was like, holy crap. You know, like, look at this. And it's pretty cool how it happens, because you can't turn your head away from it. Because normally with those reviews, people are all going to say, well, some of them are bogus. Mm-hmm. But most of them aren't. I mean, most of them are, most people do not get on there and just rave about you. They get on there and rake you through the coals. And most of them are truthful. When you see, hey, I sat there for 30 minutes and waited for a guest, for a table, for somebody to come visit me at my table. You watch the video, and sure enough, they waited. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to be in tune to that.
People want to be heard. So if you're acting on those reviews and you're seeing that feedback come through, the Google reviews are a great platform because you can interact and respond to them. And you can take these people who are upset with your business and turn them into lifelong fans. There's so many instances of I came in and I didn't get exactly what I was looking for. Maybe their server was having a bad day, or maybe we just weren't as prepared enough in ops that day to give them the experience that they deserve. But when we look at that review, we pay attention to it and we act on it, we interact with them, and they come back and try us out and see that we took the time to fix it, those people decide to come back over and over and over again. And that's why the platform is so powerful.
Yeah. And let's face it, we had a struggling store. I know we don't like to admit our lackers, but we did. We had a struggling store that we had put on an intervention plan, and that came to my thoughts. Like, let me peep in on Google. Let me see what reviews are saying about this negativity, because does that match up with our declining sales? And it kind of did.
Yeah.
And so that's how the company came.
I hate that word, struggling stores.
Yeah, well, that's reality, dude.
It is, dude.
We started to see positive sprinkled in, though. I feel like we did get on every week, and we talked about every single negative review. But those positive ones in that community started building brand trust back in that community. So people started seeing the good ones come through going, hey, new managers, new staff. Oh, my goodness, they're doing this good thing again. So it was an equal balance, but it did start with, I think there's a correlation to, if your business is struggling, go check those reviews out, especially on Google.
Stuff is happening.
Yeah. And when you agree, though, for the ops side, it kind of gave you areas of focus.
100%.
So, you know, we had a lot of opportunity.
You wear so many hats.
And so that Kevin gave you an area.
Yeah. You absolutely do. In ops, you're worrying about marketing, HR, team, guests, your people, all of it. And when you start getting authentic feedback from people through these reviews, most of which is good information, but not all, to your point, it gives you an opportunity to start throwing darts. Yeah. And we took a lot of swings in the store that you're speaking to, and we're taking them in a lot of our stores. And we don't always hit the dartboard or, you know, bowl of strike, but we definitely are starting to move the needle, and the how you validate that is, when we started, it was all negative. I mean, it was mostly negative. We went back and said, from the pictures to the reviews, this is not a good operation. We need to get a good leader in there. And then our guests told us, so we can see all day in the controllable costs and all of the things, but when our guests start telling us we do a good job, it feels like we're actually making a good difference. And then you have to celebrate that with your team and get them bought into it and teach them why it's important and show them how much that positive review can make them more money, make the business more money. And it's just, frankly, a better place to work at when people are happy versus pissed off.
Yeah, for sure.
I think when you did target the struggling store, you know, it highlighted the areas exactly where we needed to focus on right off the bat. And if I can go back and remember this, and I'm saying this because this is what you should do in your business. You should go look at your Google page. You should review your reviews and see what's happening when you're not away, when you're not there. In stores, like, we own multiple stores and we're different places. Now, if you have one off, check those Google reviews that are happening at night when you leave the store or whatever business you're in. Because I think if I go correctly, it was like nobody was at the front door to see this. There was not enough staff on the floor.
Aligned.
And when we really looked at it, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that was the biggest problem. People weren't being waited on in a timely manner. They were understaffed up front. Mm-hmm. But the manager at that time was all worried about his cost, because we all focus on a business model. But then sometimes then there's a give and take, right? And he's trying to focus on his business model, but sales fixed the problem.
That's right.
And he was, his sales were diminishing, but he was like, well, I'm trying to hit labor. Well, you got your labor spent in the wrong spot. So that's a store that's 4 hours away, and great that you called that out, you know, and it definitely made a big difference. And I don't know if enough people pay attention, because Google is such an important thing.
I want to expand on that a little bit too. And we got bucked on this, and it was like, hey, I feel like I'm doing a really good job. We feel like we're moving the business in a positive direction, but I only got one bad review last week. Right. I only got one bad one. And it was like, whoa, Yeah, there was only one bad one, and we have the ability to fix that. But what you didn't get is, what are all the good things that happened in your business? And I think everybody needs to really think about this, of you have the ability for your business to go put on beautiful pictures of your facility and beautiful pictures of your food or your drinks or any products that you're putting out there. So what have you done to contribute to that page, to be a reflection of the awesome leaders or business owners that you know you are, to when people look you up, what do they see?
Yeah.
That's free. It's not cheating the system. Most of us are consumers in our own businesses. So you go in there with your kids or you buy your own product, snap a photo of it, be proud of it. And that's just not the product, it's the experience too. And like, let's use B-Dubs for example. You go in there on a UFC night, there's no crazier or cooler ambiance, especially if there's a ball game on too. Snap that photo and as the GM, be like, I'm here. This was a wonderful shift, and put that sucker up there, and then you're kind of draining out the noise.
Yeah.
Bad things are going to happen, but if you're not taking advantage of that and you're not buying into that and you don't understand that you can drive sales to your business for free without leaving the four walls in any business that you run, you're missing the mark. And that's why our company goal this year is to get every store to 4 stars.
Yeah. Let's don't tell Google it's free because they'll start charging us. Yeah, but
don't remind. There you go.
They'll start charging. But you know, that is cool. And I see Kim do it all the time. I see you do it all the time. Every time we visit a store, especially a new store that didn't have a lot of Google reviews, y'all are in there taking pictures of our product.
Yeah, all the time.
And it looks great, and it's shown that. With that too, you know, I think we notice this too with Google. If you have a Google page, pay attention to it. Go look at it. But when you open, make sure that your address is correct.
Make sure
your hours of business are correct. Make sure that they have all your listings correct. We had that a problem. We opened a new store, and we fought with Google because it kept saying it's permanently closed. We were never even open yet, but it kept saying permanently closed. And people would say, they'd Google us, and it would to get the address, and it was saying closed. There's a lot of small businesses out there that might not be paying attention to that enough. Pay attention to that, because when we travel, all of us, we're looking at restaurants. We're looking at hotels. I don't go to Yelp right away. I go to Google Maps because I want to know where it's at, because I'm looking in an area, and I look, and then I won't look at anything under a 4. Like if it's a 3.5, I'm not going to go there, especially when it's a local, because we always like to eat local too, and we try to find different restaurants that we eat at, and you need to pay attention. I'll use this for example. Me and Kim are going somewhere Saturday, and I wanted to do some pickleball stuff. And I went and started Googling pickleball, like lessons, pickleball courts, and different places, and all their reviews popped up, all these coaches. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking like, hey, I like this guy. He's a 5. This guy 4.8, but he only got one negative, and only a negative was it rained out, and he canceled his class.
Oh, goodness.
So it was like, why'd you negative that? That's not his thing he can control. Oh. Matter of fact, that's what I picked.
Yeah.
You know, but, and those it goes from all your businesses. People are doing that, you know, and you got to pay attention to that, people. Pay attention.
Yeah, for sure.
And you made a great point, the sorting of the stars, and it's more than just food. You're right. It's pickleball. It's how to fix my phone. All of it. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 10 people on these platforms sort by stars.
Yeah.
So if you're not a 4-star or up, or you're not a 3-star or up in the business that you're playing ball in, you're instantly disqualified when people are looking for a place to eat or fix their phone or go play some pickleball. So that's why you need to start giving yourself some goals and work towards them. And we found, you know, for us, for every negative review you got, boy, you got to get a lot of positive reviews to offset that.
Isn't it like 50 positives to go up 0.1?
It was when we started playing ball in the 4-star pluses.
Pickleball? Would you say pickleball?
Yeah, pickleball. Yeah, for Rusty Taco, we'll throw him out there. Yeah, it took us about 50 authentic positive reviews, and our GM was getting a little defeated about it. But we told him, hey, keep trucking along. It will matter. Not only does it matter for your business, regardless of Google, but those things, those authentic experiences, and that 0.1, there's a lot of taco shops in Southeast Texas. Now when you sort by taco and yours a 4.1 next to a 4, I'm probably going to try out the 4.1 first.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a shot.
And wonder with the pretty pictures too. Like you said, it's got really good pictures up there, you know?
Absolutely.
So, that's how I shop.
Specials, anything.
That way?
Yeah, yeah. When we go to a new restaurant or whatever, I look at their Google review pics so I can see.
Of the food.
This is like fettuccine Alfredo, but what does their fettuccine Alfredo look like?
I look at the picture. I want to order that.
Yeah.
Say that.
Great looking, low cost items.
Yeah.
Nugget.
You know, on a highlight, Justin, you came to me a while back, and it was a benefit because I don't know, Kim, when was this? About 6, 7, 8 months ago, you really started focusing on the Google, or was it even longer?
It was when Gonzalez came on the intervention plan.
Intervention plan.
Towards the end of last year, okay. And then we did a year end, like into 2024 planning, yeah. And we brought everybody in late December to say, hey, next year we're going all in on this.
Ops doesn't know this yet, but I will be challenging them for the 3PD reviews next get this Google lined
and
I think, out.
And it applies to everything, what we're talking about right here, you're absolutely right.
That's where, you know, it's important that you listen to your people. You surround yourself by smart people and that are in tune to the business and paying attention to the business and care about your business. And when they come to something, you know, Kim started by sending me an idea and said, hey, look at our Google review here. Can you believe this one? And instead of me just brushing off, this is one bad off, we dove into it and you challenged the team and these guys ran with it. It's part of their now almost every call you have.
It's on our calls. We're moving the needle. We're doing little SWAT calls to help teach and coach and calibrate people because not everybody's comfortable with the conversation of, you know, a lot of people, you do a lot of great things in your business and people go, man, I really enjoyed my time. Help me out. Write a Google review. That would mean the world to me. That's how you can help me out, and that's how you can make our business shine. That's not an easy thing to do, so we're helping there. That's been a big thing for us.
What's one of the positives is that you told me, you shared this with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So going into this year with making it a focus and putting it on our company scorecard, we have yet to have any of our 16 locations go down in rating. Now, we haven't moved the needle as quickly as we would like, but we've got thousands of reviews. We've got a lot of authentic reviews. We've got millions of impressions. And I believe an impression on Google is a little bit different than your normal social media stuff, right? An impression on a picture, if I have 100,000 views of the Port Arthur Buffalo Wild Wings front, that means someone either Googled wings or places to eat in Port Arthur and saw our Buffalo Wild Wings show up. So I'm very proud because I took a beautiful portrait picture of that store that most people are now seeing that. But millions of impressions and views by our team getting on there posting pictures. And so far, we've only been able to move the needle forward.
Yeah.
Good job, Ops.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I knew when he told me that, I was like, you know, so satisfied as a leader thinking, okay, you called out the problem. You called it to the team. The team took it and ran with it and multiplied it and kept, you know, and you kept pouring in on it. And we've changed everything around us that we're doing. And it's funny that me and you were at a conference here recently and you about all of our big brands and they're bringing it up a lot too. They're focused on Google.
Absolutely.
I think they're listening to us.
Hey.
Possibly.
It's good to be in the front.
Possibly.
A big dog being
feels
chased.
Good. Huh? Yeah.
Are we a big dog? I feel like we're a little chihuahua running around, but we barking loud.
I'm definitely a chihuahua.
And if you're listening at People Bring Profit, please hit the subscribe button. We have so many people listening in, and thank you so much for doing that. Yeah. Like, hit that sub button because that's how you can tell us that we're doing a good job, and then it motivates us to keep doing it.
It is.
That's right.
You know, hey, one thing here, I got this, and this is a shout out to Black Rifle Coffee. We got this delivered to us the other day. This is espresso mocha.
Is it wonderful?
Yeah, it is pretty good, but now it's okay. Loaded with
mocha,
mocha.
Yeah,
with
there you go.
I can't see it really good. 30 calories or 30 grams of carbohydrates. So it's buzzing me. So it's really good.
You 30 grams of carbs.
Yeah,
I tried the
juice. Is that a lot?
That's a day and a half of the Atkins diet right there. I'm trying to lose some weight by not eating carbs.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. What you celebrating over there?
My birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
51. Our fearless leader, CEO, Chris Alexa, is turning 51 this week. And happy birthday, buddy. Yeah,
thank you.
Happy birthday. I thought we were talking about carbs, but happy birthday.
Yeah. We're all over the place.
But, yeah, good call out. Yeah. And, you know, the Google review is where it's at. Thank you for calling it out. Go pay attention to your pages. I look at them all the time now, and I looked at them forever, but I didn't really focus on them like we need to. And it's funny that it's so free and it's such an opportunity for you to build your business and grow your business and control your business easily.
Be proud of it. Be as proud as the postings in your restaurant as that Google review page is, especially with all the digital ways that people are ordering your products or your food. Be very, very proud of it. We wanted to bring to light how important it was. Don't focus on removing the negative ones or paying all this money for these platforms that give you artificial reviews. Be authentic, update your page, make it accurate to your point, and lean into it, and it'll start paying you back with increased sales.
Yep.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling out that, Justin. Sure. There's many of people that run into all of us all the time and say they watch our podcast. I got a LinkedIn message just a few minutes ago. I walked in here and Gus, I love your podcast, and ask him, have you subscribed to it? No, they don't know. We were at a conference here when you didn't get to go. We had many of people stop us in the vendor show.
Matter of fact,
everybody wanted to stop and meet us, and we did have some. Our first guy that did ask us to take a selfie. He said, "Can y'all take a selfie with me?" And I was like, mm-hmm. "Heck yeah!"
Yeah.
But they did ask where you were at. And you were missing that. You were over there. Yes. So you're pretty famous too. Not famous, but you know, people are seeing us. And it's funny that I think Justin laughed because I said, "Hey, can we take a selfie with you now?" And he kind of looked at us.
It was equally cool to us.
Yeah, it was like that's the first time. But thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I played poker with an Ant T-shirt on. I'm as nerdy as it gets. Yeah.
Hey, for my birthday, we're going to pickleball lessons, and I'm going to learn how to kick your butt at pickleball.
Challenge.
Because me and Kim are very competitive.
I want to hear how that goes down on the next
You know
episode.
That, right?
Yeah.
You could tell we're very competitive at anything we do. Anything.
You should know, Justin. We've had some competitions in this office, and who's been on the platform?
Are we talking about the go-kart? Yeah, many a times, yeah.
The go-kart's a sore subject.
It's
I did really good the first,
It is.
You heard how it got real silent, folks. But yeah, Kim does beat us in most things, but we'll get you.
Well, just ask me.
Be a good sport once it happens.
Ask me Monday how my pickleball lessons went and how good I am when I get back. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much for joining us and watching it. Please go hit the subscribe button, and we'll talk to you soon, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.